I don't think that Tiger King is a true crime documentary. I really don't think it fits the genre. More of like a reality show where people go to jail, which basically is every reality show. The Jersey Shore in Oklahoma, mob wives with tigers. I think Tiger King is 80% about owning tigers, 10% murders that didn't happen, 2% apparently if you have tigers you can bang whoever you want, and 8% about how everyone thinks Carol Baskin is a bitch. That's pretty much what the documentary is. I don't think it has anything to do with true crime. I really don't. I think it's a reality show, and I think it's mislabeled. It's wildly fun. There's no argument there. But if you think about other true crime documentaries, we're talking about things that give us all the facts around a particular crime. This is multiple episodes about people owning tigers, and then there's a little bit of like, hey, did this guy hire somebody to kill somebody? Let's jump ahead to what are actually true crime documentaries. Like, let's just look at other examples. There's The Staircase, which was the Peterson thing about this guy who, over years and years, kept having his wives die by them falling down the stairs and blasting their head open. And it was a multi-part true crime documentary series where at the end we end up actually having this guy confess on camera accidentally. Another true crime documentary is Don't Fuck With Cats. That's another one where we're looking at a crime that actually happened. We're looking at a thing that needs to be solved. Tiger King is none of that. Tiger King is just a reality show with a bunch of like emotionally unstable people who end up sort of competing against one another. All of these other things, Don't Fuck With Cats, O.J. Simpson, Made in America, the Aaron Hernandez true crime documentary, The Staircase, these are all true crime documentaries. Netflix is listing Tiger King as a true crime documentary, and it just isn't. But that's my perspective, and I think I'm on solid ground here. Please let's debate the task. Get at me on Instagram at Dan Frigolette. Get at me at Twitter at Dan Frigolette. Let's talk about it. Is this a true crime documentary? Is that a fair representation? Is that a fair genre for this particular piece of film? This picture, is that a fair position for this thing to be in to call it true crime? Or is it just the Jersey Shore with tigers?